wasn't it? Now, you ladies in the stretchers, you look and believe with all your heart. You're strangers, I know you not. But look and believe with all your heart that Jesus Christ will be here to make you well. Do you believe it? You believe that He will? How many of you out there are sick now? Let's see, again, it hasn't got prayer cards, wants to be healed. Well, that's just about solid all the way across everywhere. Now be in prayer, and our Heavenly Father will reveal to me. Do you believe He will? All right. Then you pray and ask Him to heal you. Have faith now, and may the eternal God bless each one of you. Now, all you in the line, do you believe with all your heart? Each one of you believe. All right. Have faith then in God. I don't know none of you that don't believe. No, none of you. All right, have faith now, and you bring your first patient. How do you do, lady? Now, I suppose that we are strangers. I don't believe I ever seen you in my life. But we're strangers of life. And you have come to me for help. And I perceive immediately that you're a Christian, a believer, because the Holy Spirit will not embrace sin. You've noticed that in the meetings if you've been here before. When sin's at the platform or out there in the audience, it'll call it right out. Because He can't tolerate sin. God can't. He's holy. And He can't tolerate sin. And I asked you to believe me as His servant. And you do. Now, you just received a prayer card, and on there was a number and a letter, and it was called, and you come to me as a stranger. Now, the reason I'm talking to you is you're my first patient, and I must carry a conversation in order, like Jesus said to the woman at the well, bring me a drink. She said, it's not customary for the Jews to ask the Samaritans anything. He said, but if you knew who you were speaking to, you would ask me for a drink. And the conversation went on, then he went right straight and told her what was wrong with her. Isn't that right? Is he promised that the things that he did, that he would grant it also. And there'd be a farmer and a latter rain. And in this last days that these things would come to pass. Now you're aware that something's going on, aren't you? You know it just now when I begin to speak to you. Now something happened just then, didn't it? Now that's nothing to hurt you now. That's to heal you. Did you see the picture of it back there last evening? You wasn't here. I want you to pass by the desk and see the picture. You'll see what that is, the looks of it. When the best research in America, and it hangs in the religious hall of art today, a supernatural being. Now if the audience might know, just since we've been talking, a real, I'd say a lovely, sweet, kind feeling comes over you. Is that right? If it is, raise your hand. Now what that is, that's the angel of the Lord contacting, there's something wrong with you. And I am His servant. Just as that wire and that light is the servant to the light. It isn't the wire, it's the electricity going through it that makes the light. The wire cannot make no light. Neither could I know what was wrong with you or have any light to you. It's this spirit that you now feel that brings the light. Yes, ma'am. You suffer, don't you, sister? You're an extremely nervous person. You have much trouble. And you're bothered with... Don't you have a lot of night, getting up at night or something? Isn't that right? Yes, ma'am. I see you going through the night always with... Is that true? Then you've had, I see a doctor standing near you. No, you've had several operations, haven't you? That's right. And your main trouble lays within your back. Isn't that right? It's in your back. And that's what's caused you have a stomach and so forth. Isn't that true?
Yes.
Are those things true, lady?
Those are very true.
And no one at all, only God, would have to reveal that. Now, that wasn't me speaking just then. It was my voice. But I was at several different places and seen what took place. Was it true?
That's very true. Two operations at one time and five at another.
Now, who? I spoke that, did I, while I was speaking? Yes. All right. Then who would know that except God or somebody was in that place to see those things take place, is that right?
That's right.
Sometimes I don't realize just what's going on. But now, that feeling is not like it was, is it?
No, it isn't.
See, it's gone. That was when the blessing of God was upon. Is that the same Spirit that said to our Lord Jesus Christ, when he told Nathanael, for he seen him under a tree praying before he come to him, and told him he was a Christian or a believer otherwise? Is that the same Spirit? The same Spirit that had come back to you again, wasn't it? You are blessed, my sister. Your prayers are answered. Your suffering is over. Christ has healed you. You are well. You can go and be well in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thanks be to our Lord Jesus Christ, who brought again the Spirit of God in the resurrected Christ, who is present tonight to heal all that is in need. He is here, friends. I have no way of bringing him to you. Only your faith brings him present. And watch the patient's expression change as they come to the platform. Now, a few moments, if the anointing keeps coming up on me, I will be not knowing where I am. Now, be sure for the meeting tomorrow night. God bless you now. Be in prayer out there. And you bring your next patient. How do you do, ladies? Our wonderful Savior is marvelous, isn't he?
Oh, I can't love him enough.
Yes, ma'am.
Sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Well, he's just as sweet and kind to us tonight as he ever was.
Better every day.
Yes, ma'am. Well, believing that makes you a Christian when the love of God is in your heart.
I'm hungry. I can't get enough,
though. Well, we feel that way. That's just humanly. And blessed are they that hunger and thirst for righteousness.
Right.
It's even blessed to even feel that way. Now, of course, see you standing there. You're wearing glasses, which would know any of the audience would know that something was wrong with your eyes. And they look good and clear, but I believe your trouble is in your left eye mainly, isn't that right?
That's right.
Yes, ma'am. And both of them are just as clear, but you're going blind in your left eye.
That's right, yes.
Not only that, but your left ear is awful bad, isn't it?
Oh, praise the Lord, that's right.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, I see it's your entire left side.
Praise the Lord, that's right.
And to this poor, suffering woman, I lay my hands upon her and ask in the name of Jesus Christ that she will get well, Lord. I bless her as your servant for her healing.
Oh,
amen. God bless you. God bless you, sister.
God
go thank
you.
Go now, just testifying that you're going to be well, and write in your testimony.
I know I am.
Let's say, thank you, dear Jesus. Thank you, dear Jesus. All right, bring the next patient. Now, everyone, just reverent, and have faith now. And if you believe, God will make you well. He will make you well. Now, come just a moment, sister dear. I just want to... There's many people out there believing, and it makes it very hard. There's many people sitting out there now that's already healed.
Amen.
And it makes me real nervous or weak.
Amen.
And now, you are a stranger to me.
Yeah.
I do not know you. And to save my energy, I want to just talk to you a moment. If I can, to keep from seeing, the vision is what hurts me. Now, you and I are strangers. We know not one another. I've never seen you in my life. You've never seen me in your life, have you? We are just strangers. Now, I want you to give me your right hand. And now, I want you to believe me with all your heart. Yes, ma'am, you have cancer. Is that true?
I believe that hadn't been the doctor.
You have cancer, and that's on the breast, isn't it?
Yes.
It's on the right breast, is that right?
Yes.
How would you think I would know that? I want you to notice something just a moment.
Yes.
While you have your hands laying here on mine, I want you to look at my hand here. See those little white things running over my hand? That's what I would determine. I don't know what it is. I just call it vibration. It's a live growth in you. That's got a life. It was a germ, just like you was. And you begin in the mother's womb to develop cells and become a human being. And that was a germ that wasn't in you then. It's a germ of death. And it came into you and began to build a little house, begin to develop cells, and it's become a growth. And it's developing cells in just as much body as yours is, only it has no form. And it's not a free moral agent like you are. It has one master, that's the devil. One determination to take your life. Now watch here. I want you to move. The Bible said in the mouth of two or more witnesses, let every word be established. Is that right? That's true. I take your hand off of mine. Look at my hand now. It's as normal as any other man's hand, isn't it? Now, lay your handkerchief right here. Take this hand over here, this one, and lay this hand up on there. No difference at all in my hand, is there? Just like any other man's hand. Well, I wonder why it's from this hand and not from this hand. Now, I want you to see it isn't positionally. You see my hand just normal. Now, I'm going to take my hand off and put my hand up on it. Now, there's nothing. Come here, Reverend Baxter. I know I examined Reverend Baxter many times. Now I know there's nothing wrong with it. That's just started the last few days. Now I'm going to lay his hand, his right hand, up on mine. Still nothing, is it?
Amen.
Just as normal as it can be. Now I'll take your hand off, Reverend Baxter. I'll lay my hand on. Just still normal, isn't it? Now lay this hand on there, this hand back again. Now look what happens. See what I mean?
Amen.
Now why would it be this hand instead of this hand? When he spoke to me and gave me two signs to do before the people like God told Moses, he said, you take the person by the hand, the right hand. And that goes to my heart by the left hand. And you see there's something happens there. And now the Bible said in the mouth of two or more witnesses, let every word be established. Is that right?
Amen.
Now you come to me as a stranger. I don't know you. And the Holy Spirit here, when I touched your hand, told you what your trouble was and where it was located. Is that right?
Amen.
That's true. And I have no way at all of knowing that except through God. Is that right?
Amen.
That's one witness. Is that right?
Amen.
A second witness is you see it on my hand, a physical reaction. Is that right?
Amen.
I want my boy, which has never seen this, to come forward. My son has never seen this happen. I want you to watch, sonny. I'm going to put my hand here. You see my hand here now? Let me have your hand, Paul. I'll put Reverend Baxter's hand on here. See? Now watch when I put the lady's hand on here. Watch what takes place. See what I mean? Now you remember that night in Vandalia, Illinois, when you were laying sleeping on the bed? And the angel of the Lord was standing over me there, and I threw a pillow over and woke you up and said, look, and you come screaming, running over to me. That's the same angel of God that's testifying here. It's the same angel of God. That was the first time Billy ever seen it.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Now lay your hand back. I want to hold your hand there just a moment. Now I want you to see, sisters, not positionally, see. I see it. I want you to watch it just a moment. Now, there they come in a wave, you see. See here?
Yes.
Little white, like little white walls. You can sit in the audience.
Amen.
Watch them. Now, here they come. There they come. See them running over there? I watch. There they go away. Here they come again. There they are. Now, what is that? That's the life of that cancer. Excited, the spirit of it. If I can only get you to believe, it's going to leave you. If I can't, it can hold you. Now it lays in your faith in the finished work at Calvary. Do you believe that God sent Jesus and He died for your healing?
Amen. Amen.
All right, sister. Your faith has saved you now.
Amen.
Stop, audience. Come here, Billy. All right, you can go off the platform and be made well, sister. In the name of the Lord Jesus, your faith has made you whole. Let's say thanks be to our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, not my prayer saved her, her faith. Now, she was standing there, there's three witnesses. The first, let's see what it was, told her what was she'd done or something, told her something supernatural. Then the next thing happened, it spoke to her concerning what was wrong and what had happened. The next thing, she saw the physical results. The next thing, while her faith was there, the same place, the same hand looking out at it, the swelling went on, the disturbance on the hand left, the life of that malignant tumor in her breast left her. If she'll keep believing, she knows it now. Ask her, somebody question her, if a real cruel feeling didn't sweep through her breast, if she was healed. I think we ought to just bow our heads in reverence to thank our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Almighty God, author of life, giver of every spiritual gift, send thy blessings upon this people. Increase their faith that they might know this hour that thou hast visited them and sent back to this earth in the form of the Holy Ghost, the risen Christ. And may we tonight, as the apostles of old on the road from Emmaus, said, did not our hearts burn within us when they recognized that the Christ of God had rose from the dead and was alive among men. And tonight we are very conscious that He has rose from the dead 1900 years ago and liveth forevermore, dwelling in His church, making intercession for believers who confess upon His works and His vicarious suffering at Calvary. Almighty God, receive our thanksgiving for Him. In Jesus Christ's name we beg. Amen. All right, bring the man. Good evening, sir. I trust that the blessing of God will be upon you, my friend, that God will do something tonight in your case to cause you to believe more on the Lord. Of course, you're wearing glasses. Anyone would know that your eyes were bad, and but there may be something more wrong. And now, do you believe that what I have said is the truth? You believe what I said about God is true? What I said about Christ is true? And about the Holy Spirit is true? Then the angel that has come down, that God has sent down in this last days to bless His people after the preaching of His Word, and of those things that faith has been built by ministers through the age, and then to thank His loving kindness to come down in the last days and do something else for us, to send a prophetic gift that would magnify Him before the people and get the people to see that He is just the same today. He still liveth forevermore, setting, making intercessions, and angels are sent from His presence, ministering spirits sent from the presence of God. Do you understand, brother, that God never takes His spirit from the earth? God takes His man, but never His spirit. God taken Elijah, but the spirit of Elijah come upon Elisha. And then several hundred years later, it came out on John the Baptist. The same spirit made him act the same way. And then it's prophesied that it will be here again in the last days. See, God takes His man, but His spirit remains. He's taken His son, but His spirit stayed on earth, the Holy Spirit. He sent it back to the earth to live among mankind. Are you conscious of that? You are. Yes. You believe that. And then the scripture has said that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he said, and then let's see, if that's true, then he said, a little while, and the world seeth me no more. That's the world order, the day of the way it is now. They'll see me no more. Because his physical being had been given and made a sacrifice as a bleeding lamb, an innocent for we guilty. And the world seeth me no more, yet ye shall see me. Now who's ye? The believer. For I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Now does that mean that Peter, James, and John, and those standing there, they're not living tonight. They're living, but in glory. But the believer would know him unto the end of the world. Is that right? Sir, you're a very deep thinker, aren't you? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're always studying things. Or as I say this, that you might know, you cross bridges many times before you get to them. Now that's hereditary. You just, that's your makeup. That is true, isn't it? And you're suffering tonight with a stomach trouble. Isn't that right? Because you can't eat certain things. It's an ulcerated stomach. It's been caused from a condition that came a long time ago. And you're nervous, your eyes are stigmatized, and you've been practically nervous for a long time, an inward nervous. Is that right? At your worst sometimes, I'll notice you. And sitting down, your strength becomes so depleted at times, so you have to sit down. Rest. Is that true? I'm not reading your mind, my brother. I'm telling you, as the same spirit that was speaking by our Lord Jesus has revealed to you what was in your life. Is that right? All right. Will you accept me as his prophet? I have told you the truth. Is that right? By a supernatural being. Do you accept it that way? Then believe me as God's prophet. Go home and eat anything you want to. The ulcer is healed. You can go. God bless you, my brother. The Lord Jesus. All right. Everyone real reverent. Come, ladies. Be reverent. God is going to bless you all tonight. Have faith in God. And how do you do, sister? I see you're a believer. You've been disturbed for some time, haven't you? You have something on your mind that's wearied you. Of course, the time of life that you're living in is one thing, if you understand what I'm speaking of. It's got you all very much upset. You know what I speak of, the menopause. It's made you extremely that way. Satan lies to you. Tries to make you think that you're everything's wrong with you, that you're not going to get well, and make you think that your time is near, make you think sometimes you've crossed the line, but that's wrong. And you're suffering with a tumor also, aren't you? Was that true? That was all true. Now, whatever I said, it was the truth.
I don't know you, do I, lady? I don't know you at all. We're strangers. And that was true. And what was said would only be revealed by some supernatural being. Is that right? Will you believe me as his prophet? Then come here, let me put my hand upon you. Father, it is written in the Word, the last words from our Master's lips. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands upon the sick, they shall recover. God bless this one who I hold her hand tonight. And thou, demon, you tried to hold her, but you're exposed tonight before this audience. You've hid in her in the form of a tumor. You thought you could hide from a doctor, but you can't hide from God. He's more than a match for you. I come representing Jesus Christ from Calvary, who won the victory over you and all your kind. And I take the authority tonight by a commission given to me by an angel of God who's present now to witness it. You can't hold her any longer. Come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you, my sister. I wasn't talking rough to you. You're healed now. You can go home, be well. Now remember, you're going to feel it like you do now, happy, and real good for about 70 hours, maybe 72 hours, 75. Then you're going to get a little sick spell, severe headache. Don't you worry then. You continue to thank God for your healing. That may last for a while. You'll get dizzy, swimmy-headed, upset. You'll even have to go to bed. But don't be worried. Now, if I told you what was, I told you what will be. If you know that was true what was, is that right? It's true what will be. Go and may the Lord bless you, my sister. Let us say praise the Lord. Are you believers? Now you without prayer cards, just a moment. Just hold the line there just a minute. Getting extremely weak. Everyone's as reverent as you can be. Let us pray just a moment. Master, it seems that my life is dwindling away from me. I don't know how much longer you'll let me be here on this earth, but I pray for many years if you can use me. And when thou art finished with me, may I come to you. But I know that I shall be able to stay until I have completed the work that you have foreordained that should be done. And tonight, there are those who wasn't here this afternoon to receive prayer cards. They're laying here some among stretchers, and some in cots, and some in wheelchairs, some on crutches, some of them dying of heart troubles and cancers and all manner of diseases. I do not know them, Father dear, but as your beloved Son, in His grace we be made your sons through the adoption of the Spirit, I pray thee, Almighty God, that the Scriptures might be fulfilled which says Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. That thy humble servant may now be able to see what you have done tonight as you will let your servant, the angel of God, who has been sent to that little straw pit for him yonder in the mountains, may you be near tonight to bless your people and to help us, dear God, for each one of us to see your blessings. And may that you have confirmed your word tonight through thy servant. May people here believe with all their hearts. There are those sitting here without cards who cannot come to the prayer line. Many are still in the line to come. But I ask thee, Lord, to heal tonight. And may their faith now reach up and say, if God is on the platform working through our little brother, that God is here with me. And God is no respecter of person. He can heal me here where I am as He is up there healing those from the platform. Grant it, Lord. And may thy holy angel which came and said he was sent from your presence, may he now speak through thy servant in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. Looking steadfast upon them and knowing their thoughts, says the Scriptures. I wish you all to be reverent and to believe on the Lord now with all your heart. Now you're out there without any contact to anywhere except with God, and I'm only in contact with Him as the Holy Spirit will let me be. I can only speak what I see and what I hear. That can I speak, but no more. And I want all of you. Do you believe with all your heart that I have said that what is true? What do you people believe along to here? Do you believe with all your heart if God Almighty will show to me your conditions from this platform and will speak comfortable words to you, you surely will believe Him. Will you do it? All right, have faith in God. I just see the life near a woman. I beg your pardon. The woman has just been healed, I believe. Was you in the prayer line just a while ago, lady sitting right there? Was you in the prayer line? Was you healed just the prayer line? Well, that's why it's still holding over you. I could just see the life. The whole, it looks like, I pray God to open your eyes to see like I'm seeing now. Here sits a lady sitting right here. No, it ain't. It's this boy. Sitting here. Say, young man. Aren't you a... Stand up just a moment. There's somebody behind you pulling. Are you a... You're a minister. Or you're going to be a minister. No, your father is a minister. Is that right? I see you as a church and as a... Oh, you are very sick, aren't you, young man? You've been examined recently by doctors or something, is that right? In a great place where there's many doctors look at your heart. I see a cardiogram, is that right? Is that true? May the Lord Jesus bless you, my dear brother, and make you well. God bless you. That's the lady sitting right back there. You're going blind, aren't you, sister? Something wrong with your eyes, isn't that right? I see you getting it. Will you believe that Jesus Christ has healed you 1900 years ago? Rise up to your feet and receive your sight. Yes, ma'am. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All right. The man sitting right next to you there. You have asthma, don't you, brother? Isn't that right? Asthma? Do you believe Jesus healed you 1900 years ago? Do you accept me as His prophet? Then raise up on your feet and accept your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus. The lady sitting next to you, you ain't got no prayer for it, have you, lady? Yes. You suffer with a female trouble, isn't that right? The Lord Jesus make you well, my sister, and heal you. Have faith in God. Over this way, how many of you believe God? Just a moment. Reverently, way back, you with your hands up. Who has my prayer cards back there? Have faith. Believe now. There's so many. You sitting there looking so strangely at me. With the town. You've been praying, haven't you, sir? Yeah, I see you knelt in a room. And you prayed, if you'd ever get near me, you'd be healed. Is that right? You suffer with a kidney trouble, isn't that true? Jesus Christ makes you whole, my brother. You stand to your feet. Now there goes that spirit, a blackness, a darkness leading that man. Seemingly you could see it, watch it. It's got a sympathizing partner. Just a moment. There it falls, just a moment. Yes, there it falls over a man sitting there with a t-shirt on. Black-headed man. Use your hands in his face. Stand up, young man. You suffer with kidney stones, isn't that right? Except Jesus now as your healer that healed you 1900 years ago. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. What about you, lady, sitting there, colored lady? Now you suffer with arthritis, don't you? Well, why don't you raise up and accept Jesus Christ as your healer? Go away your crutch and go home and be made well. Have faith in God. Look this way, you cripples, and on you chairs, stretchers. You believe? Swollen spleen. Coming down out of Canada. A secret's been kept from you, lady. You have cancer also. Do you believe me as God's prophet? Do you want to be healed? Do you believe I tell the truth from God? Then in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, rise up off your cot. Be made well. Do you believe, lady? You ain't on the stretcher. You're dying. You realize that you're dying. But you have cancer too, don't you? Then in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, rise up from the care of God and receive your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you believe every one of you?
I ever wonder, Reverend. Now, you people coming in the line, by God's grace, I will be able maybe to tell you what's wrong with you or so forth. I do not know. But if I don't know, if he don't show me, I'll just have to say, I do not know what's wrong with you. Maybe have a word of prayer for you and let you go on. But if he shows me and he's able to tell what was in your life, he knows what will be in your life. Is that right? Now, sometimes he tells many things. But if he can tell you one thing, he knows all things. Look at the woman at the well. He just said, go get your husband. Told her about her husband. And she told the people in the city that he told her all the things she ever did. He just told her one thing she did. But she knew, if he knew that one thing, he knew all things. Is that right? But that was just as the Father let him know. Now, I tell you, maybe some of you get real provoked at me for taking my time. Friends, that's for a purpose. We're the only one in a hurry. God's never in a hurry. He let the Hebrew children walk right on in the fiery furnace. If we just let him alone, he'll do something for us that'll be more than 300 we could rush through here tonight. Just let him have his way. You look on. Believe and have faith and accept him as your Savior and healer. But I know brother standing here now is a Christian man. Or I feel a warm welcome of an embrace of Christianity. Now, sir, you being a stranger to me, I knowing you not, you knowing me not, we're just here as two men. And there's perhaps something wrong with you. If there is, God can reveal that to me. And if he does, I'll be thankful. And I know it would increase your faith. But your healing, of course, would have to come through your accepting of Jesus Christ at Calvary. His death and burial and resurrection. But now when he died and rose again, he ascended on high and gave gifts to man. But he's the resurrected Christ. He isn't dead. He rose again. In his power, he promised to be with us, even in us, to the end of the world. And it's right. Now, you're conscious that something's going on, sir. Now to the audience, that light that you see in the picture is real near. A man just as certain standing there, I've never seen him in my life. but he knows that something's taking place. It's his faith and my faith blending together by the Holy Spirit that's near. Yes, sir. I see you're an extremely nervous person. Isn't that right? And that calls from a physical ailment, which is prostate gland. Is that true? You've had arthritis. No, you've had a stroke, haven't you? You've had a stroke. If something hits you kind of slightly, never hurt. Say, you're a minister of the gospel too, aren't you? I see you standing on the platform. Now it leaves me. Did I tell you? Was that the truth? You heard my voice? But it wasn't me speaking, my brother. Is that true what I said? Come here. Almighty God, the author of life and the giver of all good gifts, send thy blessings upon this man who I bless in thy name. And may this be the sweetest hour of his life as he's standing here, eternity ripened, his hair is bleached for tomorrow. God grant, Lord, as his gallant soul moves towards you, thou who stood by Paul and Silas, stand by brother now, and thy bless him as your prophet. May he go from here and be a well man the rest of his days. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. God bless you, brother. All right, bring this for the Baxter. Now, sometimes I try to get my balance, my bearing, you see, before I... If you just know what that does to you. That man that was just prayed for a few moments ago, you, if any of you know him, you friends of his or his people, watch him. That man's going to be a big difference in a few hours. He's gallant, he's aged. Seems like, how many knows that man? Seems like, well, mine.
It's the pastor of the Italian church here. I just found that out.
Oh, the pastor of the Italian church. Well, that's wonderful. What was it? What was his discernment? Is it a
safety?
Oh. Well, praise the Lord. That's fine. Well, let's say thank the Lord. I'm glad, dear pastor. Well, God knows he knows him. I don't, you see. He knows all about him. But I know the man had seemed like a wonderful gallon of faith that reached out there. And I know God will honor faith like that. All right. This is... How do you do, lady? Now, you're the patient, and I just want to talk to you just a little bit, lady. Now, you and I are strangers of the journey. But, and you, now... I have no way of knowing anything about you except God will reveal it if we're strangers. Is that right? And then if God will reveal it to me, then you will know that it's the truth. Then you know that's right. And now you are aware that something is going on. Of course, like I say, and I've asked the audience to watch the expression on the patient's face. Face. My words sometimes are not exactly when that moves on me. My lips and tongue feel so numb, and it's him fixing to speak. You see, I know he'll either speak or show a vision in a few moments. Because you've believed, lady. You've prayed much for this. You look forward for the time that you could stand here having it. What a hour. What a time that you've... I see you, yeah. You suffer. Was something wrong about your head, isn't there, sister? I see you always holding yourself. I'm going to say I may have a headache of some sort, isn't that right? And that has been since you was a child. Isn't that right? And you are... Say, you have been a... you've been a Sunday school teacher or a minister of some sort, because I see you with a Bible at the platform. Is that right? God bless you. Something happened then, didn't it? That's when it happened. God bless you. You may go now. God bless you. Everybody say, bless the Lord. Remind me to talk about that. Bring it to my memory again, Case. Good evening, sister. Here stands a woman who really is a good believer. She doesn't say too much about it, but she keeps all of her things to herself. I'm not reading your mind, sister. Yes, you're a very sincere person. You've had trouble, haven't you, sister? You have children? Yes. A child. That's when your trouble started. Wasn't that right? It gave you some kind of an infection or an ulcer or something on that side, isn't it? Isn't that right? All right, go home and be well, sister. God bless you. Say praise the Lord. God bless you. The Lord Jesus be magnified and blessed in His people. Blessed in our hearts as we see Him in His power. All right. Brother Baxter, will you bring the lady? How do you do, sister? Yes? I want the audience to look to her. Something's happening, isn't it, lady? You suffered so much. You've been nervous. That's been for a long time. You have a heart trouble too, don't you? Your kidney trouble. Isn't that right? You believe me as this prophet? Come here. The Word of God said these signs shall follow them that believe. You believe I'm a believer? They shall lay their hands on the sick, and they shall recover. I go home and be well for you all. God bless you. Let's say praise the Lord. Good evening, sister. Perceive that you're a believer also. You haven't been enjoying good health for some time, have you? Yes. You're anemic. You wouldn't notice by looking at you, but you are. And you had a female trouble that's bothered you a long time, too. Caused you to be sick many times, have headaches and so forth. That's true. Now you can go off the platform. For you have a transfusion tonight coming from God. You're going to be well. God bless you. Let us say praise be to God. How do you do, sister? You believe? I see you're wearing glasses. You believe that God sent me to be His prophet? To help you to have faith in His Son, Jesus? Satan's just a liar, isn't he, lady? He's been lying to you. And a lot of people don't sympathize with you. They tell you get next to yourself. But you can't help it because you're nervous, can you? You can't help it because it stigmatizes your eyes. But just take off your glasses and go on home because Christ has made you well. All right, everybody say praise the Lord. What do you think, Mother? You believe with all your heart?
Can you see what I can with it? I open my heart.
Just a moment. She's finished. Now, just a second. Let us bow our heads. Almighty God, author of life, have mercy upon this poor, dear woman. Just speaking of her people from across the sea. And here she stands here tonight, suffering, and I have my hands laid on her. Eternal God, author of life, you who raised one of her kind, that little boy from the dead, and the other little boy, and the little girl, you healed her. Your blessing still rests in Finland. God bless this woman, and may her letters cross the sea telling of her being healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask it. Amen. Now, Umelan Raha, the heart trouble that you had goes from you. You go and be well in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Let's say praise the Lord. Satan, you had the same thing, didn't you? Heart trouble. Move right all across the platform for Jesus heals you right as you come. Let's say praise the Lord, everybody. That's the way to receive it. Believe. Have faith now. Everyone, don't doubt. All right, lady, you come in. What I mean, I'm watching. I'm trying to help you. I with all my heart, I love you. That's from the depths of my human heart. I do. And I'm only trying to help you. And don't misjudge me, please. Now, there's someone in here knows why I said that, you see. I know what you're thinking about. So, all right, sister dear. We be strangers, aren't we, sister? Wouldn't you like to eat like you used to? All right, you can from now on. You can go eat what you want. God bless you, sister. Let's say praise the Lord Jesus. Have faith in God. All of you out there, pray. I trust. Now, I haven't seen exactly no certain one healed, but I've seen many things happen along there. It seems like back in this section, back in this way, somebody's trying to bleed behind it, even turns me around once in a while. So have faith in God. All right. Get ready to bring the purse. All right, sister dear. You believe with all your heart? Do you believe that this spirit that's now moving on the platform is the Spirit of God? I believe that. You believe that, see, I asked you this not to get you to believe me, but here's what the angel of the Lord, the first thing he said to me, I am sent from the presence of God, of Almighty God, to tell you that your peculiar birth and life has been to indicate that you're to take this gift of divine healing to the peoples of the world. And said, if you'll be sincere and get the people to believe you, nothing shall stand before your prayer. Now, to get the people to believe me, and that's the reason I ask you, or when you come up, I feel the welcome spirit of being a Christian. I know you believe God then. Then the next thing, if I speak my own personal, what I represent, then I feel that reaction whether you really believe that or not. It's only a test. But you believe me as this prophet, don't you? Because your heart trouble had already left you when you got your sister. You can go off with that one. God bless you. Let's say praise the Lord. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Well, don't let Satan fool you anymore, see? Because you're all right. Just that trouble you had in the wreck shut you up a little, but you're going to get over that nervousness. Come here.
Thank God.
Almighty God, author of life and giver of every good gift, send thy blessings upon my brother, and may this power that's trying to hold him now, may it turn him loose. Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ, let this man go. Come out of him. Go off here with what's been happening.
Never think about it no more, brother. Go on.
All right. Let's say praise the Lord. How do you do? Like get over the asthma, wouldn't you? Just go ahead and praise the Lord and tell Him that you believe with all your heart and you shall have what you've asked for. God bless you.
Amen.
Let's say praise the Lord. Insulin is an awful thing, isn't it, for diabetes, but one shot from Calvary takes care of it. Praise the Lord. Arthritis and others, God has made her well. Say praise the Lord. Blessed be the name, my brother. Have faith, everybody. Let's say glory to God. Praise His name. Come forward. Oh, it's easy. You believe the Lord? You believe the God? You believe the God? Say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, thou demon, come from me.
Bless the Lord.
You all right?
Amen.
Amen. You're healed, my brother. Go off the platform, hearing normally. See? Let's say praise the Lord. Are you believing? I guess that's the end of the line. Let the audience look this away now. How many there hasn't you say prayer cards? Let's see your hands go up everywhere where you have them. That's right, all right. Now I just want to talk to you just a little before calling another line. Let's see, maybe the Holy Spirit will just speak to us out there without calling a line. That would be better, maybe. All right, you look this way and we won't need any line. I just want to watch for, I try to be just as sincere. Let the Holy Spirit draw me wherever He wants me to go to. See? And we're not trying to watch the audience or talk to them as I do one by one on the platform, but where it seems like He's calling me. Little lad, what do you think about her? Believe with all your heart? Aren't you trying to contact me with some cause? Was you trying for me to speak to you? There's at least a dozen in there pulling. Stand up just a minute. Oh, yes. The little lad there, Dad. I've just seen the vision right beside of him. I can see just who he is. I'll get to you in just a second, brother. You see? Oh, yes. It's a rupture hernia. Is that right? Is that right? All right, go home, little boy. Believe with all your heart, Jesus Christ. Amen. You believe God that arthritis leaves, you can walk away from there tonight. Just have faith. You believe? You believe? All right. As you have believed, so be it. Faith, just a moment. You, the mother sitting there, looking this way, very saintly looking woman. I see something dark hanging over. It's a... Oh yes, it has. It's a cancer. Isn't that right, lady? Stand up just a minute. He knows his time has come. You believe me as his prophet, as God's prophet, you do that, go home and be well from that cancer. It leaves you. I see a dark spirit rise from her. Hear her prayer. You've been sitting there praying, haven't you, lady? Wanting to be healed. The lady sitting right there next to you seems like she's deeply interested in something. What do you think, lady? You believe that? You know the lady sitting next to you? You don't know her. You're just so happy knowing that she got healed. Is that right? Uh-huh. You suffer with a heart trouble, don't you? Isn't that right? All right. Stand up on your feet. Receive your healing from Jesus Christ in the name of the Lord. And this is strange to her. She don't know what to do about it. Something happened. Right, wait a minute. Right there by our stand, there's something else. I believe the lady sitting right there. Did you have a heart trouble too, a rheumatic heart or something like that? Stand up. You got healed also, sister. Fooled you, didn't it? For what you went and do. You go to full gospel church and serve God the rest of your life. Amen. And receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. God bless you. Let's say praise be to God. What about you with the handkerchief up to your face there, lady? Yes. You'd like to get over that tumor, wouldn't you? Is that right? If you believe with all your heart, you stand up on your feet and be made well with that tumor in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let's say praise the Lord. He's here to heal in the sections this way somewhere. Somebody look this way, believe with all your heart. Just a moment, I'm looking over these cases in here. I'll get to you and I want to get out in the audience where the things, they see you're crippled. See? But I want to get to you just in a moment. Back over in here somewhere, believe. Wherever the Holy Spirit may lead me, may His Spirit guide and direct me now. For sometimes it hits in a section. If I can get talking to a certain lady, kind of a middle-aged woman, put your hand to your mouth just then. Aren't you suffering? Don't you have something wrong with you? Are you here as a patient? Maybe she doesn't hear just well. I can't tell what. Oh, yes, it is. It's not hearing. You're just hearing a rebound. You hear me all right now, don't you? Yeah. Yes, you have something wrong. It's scientists or something in the head. Isn't that right? That's right. All right. Go home and you accept your healing. Go home and be well in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. The lady sitting next to you looking this away. Yours is inward trouble, isn't it? Eternal. Art, rise up and receive your healing in the name of the Lord Jesus. Who's that put their hand up just behind you there? Let's see what the lady there. All right. With a red dress on. Sitting there. What about you, lady? Do you believe with all your heart? Oh, yes. You have varicose veins you're trying to get rid of. Isn't that right? May the Lord Jesus send His blessings upon you. Bless you. All right. Just a minute. Let me look down through this cripple line. You on the stretcher there. I can heal you, lady. You in the chair sitting here. You be reverent now. I just want to talk to you a minute, starting from that side coming down this way. Do you believe me as God's prophet? I've never seen you in my life. We're strangers. What do you think of these meetings? You believe they're sent from God? You do? You're just a little excited. You can be healed if you believe. You believe it? I'm speaking to the lady right here. You do? You accept me as His prophet? You do. Would you obey me as His prophet? Tubercle has bound you, haven't you, sister? Isn't that true? Rise up and be healed. Who's this other one on the stretcher? What do you think, brother? You look this way, lay your hand on the man, look this way. That's all. Believe, like your name is this boy here also. Here.